You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. Visit us at mashthosebuttons.com.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Dropping Spicy, a Mash Those Buttons podcast dedicated to Apex Legends, its development, and the community. I'm your host, Josh. Every time I cough, I see Jesus Kinder, also known as Kinder. And I'm joined today, as always, by Matthew, one more game, bro, I swear, Crowl, also known as Exomat.
I am known for that. That and their one shot, I promise.
He really is. First of all, we'd like to welcome any first-time listeners. If you'd like to become part of the Dropping Spicy community, please join us at mash.gg/discord, where you can meet the hosts and fellow Apex players. As always, our intro music is brought to you by Rifty Beats, that's RFTI. You can find him on YouTube and SoundCloud. We'd like to thank our partner, Chicken Coop Esports. CCE is an esports and tournament hosting organization focused on bringing players opportunities that want to take their first step into the competitive scene of Apex Legends. We are recording at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday, September the 20th, 2022. And if in case you guys can't tell, I'm still a little on the sick side here, recovering from a sinus infection. That's why I was out last week. And my dumbass, I took my antibiotics and then started feeling better one day. And then I was like, oh, okay, I'm better. I can stop taking these. Turns out that's a bad idea. So take your medicine until it's done, kiddos. Unless they're painkillers, you know, save them for you need. or sell them, you know. Don't do that. Don't fucking sell painkillers. I'm not endorsing it on the show.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying. All right. So we're going to start things off with, we got some announcements for you guys. Then we're going to go over our weekend Apex as always. And we're going to talk about the new LTM Gun Run, and it's actually pretty freaking keno, my boys. Followed by, the Beast of Prey event. And then we have a little discussion about iron sights going on here. And we're going to finish things off with our question of the week. But first, Matt, you want to take us through our announcements, yeah, so I can rest my throat.
Yeah. Hey, man, you know, you've been working hard for that money, bro. You got to rest that throat.
Feels bad, man.
All right, so a very special congratulations to Emulski. Hopefully I got that correct. For not only destroying the clip of the week, but doing it and getting the bounty, which for this week was the Sentinel. So we got snipers and marksman rifles for this week. And my men popped off with the Sentinel two times on arenas in drop off, bro. That was wild. He did them
that clip
wrong.
Was sick as fuck, dude.
Everything.
It was such a sick clip.
Gas Pathfinder graps and then charge Sentinel plays, including, which is a tragedy, two glorious charge Sentinel headshots. But because these guys were fully purple, I think purple shielded up, they did not decease from the fully charged Senti headshots. So my man did them disgusting and finished them off with a P20. It was just crazy. Like everything. Pathfinder, two times on a Sentinel charge, like all the crazy plays, dude. It was glorious. Just going.
It was pretty nasty.
Wild.
I do recommend you mute it though, because that music is just ear cancer loud. Yeah, you know, we like music in your clips, guys, but, you know, make sure it's not like blowing my freaking eardrums out whenever you watch it.
That said, though, that was bonkers. That shit was wild. So do not forget to submit your juicy Apex clips in the Dropping Spicy Clips of the Week channel on Discord. Check out our clips of the week on our Instagram at instagram.com/droppingspicy. And we actually have restarted posting up some of the clips on the Discord from these. So just remember, say you win for the week, have it ready. And we'll get it for you. So again, this past week's challenge was sniper rifles and marksmans. I think this week it's going to be shotgun and melee. So we're looking for them crazy shotgun kills and then melee kills. All right. So blow our brains out. Just go crazy with it. All right.
I would like to see some team melee kills on drop. I'll do that.
Oh, man. Yeah. And actually, real quick, included in melee kills, I'm going to do it because of this new LTM we're talking about. I'm going to include knife kills. So think about that. If you don't know, you're about to know. Weak in Apex, it's a bit dry. Beating my head on the wall in gold ranked again because I'm just a potato this season. I do believe it's a bit sweatier. That plus 5 RP per rank really being felt by the lobbies. But yeah, I don't know. This is good fun with the boys. Command Control, Perp, Spooky, Bullseye Benson, and then, you know, got some Kinder up in there. And
yeah, finally, I haven't been able to play all week, dude.
I know. It's been a hell of a week for you, hasn't it?
It has. Just started this new project.
Or two weeks.
Finally. Yeah, 2 weeks. the project I've been working on at work for like the past 8-9 months, something like that, finally culminated in starting like officially this week. So it's been just hell on earth. Then I've been traveling 2 hours there, 2 hours back every day. And then I got fucking sick all week. So I haven't really gotten to play too much Apex this week, boys. I apologize for not being there for you. But things should calm down, especially after this week. Once this week's done and I got a groove to things and I can actually work from home again, then things should calm down.
And my manga, what'd you get? Like strep throat of all things too, man. Like, damn. I gotta say, I would probably... I'm pretty sure only thing in my book, like of normal sicknesses that are worse than strep throat is a sinus infection.
That's what it is. It's a sinus infection. It's not strep throat.
Oh, okay. My bad. Okay. Well, yeah. So that's worse. Yeah. So yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. It sucks. A barrel of camel wieners.
Thank you.
Yeah. I did play a little bit of the new LTM gun run with the boys today. And before we talk a little bit about that, I can run us through what it actually is. Yeah. So let me read you the official description of our new LTM gun run. So what you do is you go head to head with 3 other squads in a race to master a wide range of weapons. You ever played Gun Game back in the day? It's basically that. But each time you get a kill with a weapon, you leapfrog over teammates that are given the next highest weapon on the track. So you're basically playing Gun Game as a team. So you might start off with, we started off once with a Havoc. I started off with the R301. And then you cycle through weapons as a team, and it'll show you like the next weapon you get. And if one of your teammates gets a kill, then it cycles through the next weapon.
It's basically meant to reinforce like team play, because basically, like, if they didn't have that little rule in there, one person would be slaying, and
right,
there'd probably be some kind of scummy stuff going on. Somebody's trying to get all the kills to get different weapons instead of, you know. So
right. But you play through the team to get through track as fast as you can. You have infinite ammo, health items, and automatic respawns. You don't have shield heals, but you do have like the time shield regens that we've seen in previous LTMs. Your next weapon's previewed above your current weapon, as well as the next one after that. The boost value lets you know how many weapons you will skip on track with your next kill. When scoring, if you're currently in the lead on your squad, you will simply move to the next weapon on track without skipping any. So if you're not doing so hot with your team, you know, you've got the least kills on your team, then you kind of have a saving grace. You kind of get some skips with your next kills. The final weapon on the track is the new exclusive throwing knife, which will be available in the firing range for practice during the event. Work together as a team and be the first squad to score a kill with the throwing knife to win the match. Gun Run will be available to play starting September 20th until October 4th on Skulltown and Fragment East.
Maps. Hell yeah. And it's pretty sick. I think my favorite is Skulltown. Dude, Horizon is so strong there. Like, damn. Oh, man,
Skulltown's so much fun.
Empathy. Dude. I will say, though, it's hilarious because sometimes the people trying to get a kill with a knife, it takes forever sometimes, dude. Like,
yeah.
We were in last place and we almost caught up with everyone. We were on gun 15. So that's the thing, is if you guys are rapidly getting kills in succession, like, you zoom through all of those kills. And then pretty soon you end up at, you know, 24, and then you get the knife. And the knife is hilarious, dude, because body shot does 100 damage, headshot does 240, so headshot's insta-kill.
Sheesh.
I'm a shitter, so I'm not using it like a ranged weapon, because that's a throwing knife, technically. Although the hand form, I guess that's one way to throw a knife. I was going to roast them for like having them hold the throwing knife wrong, but that is a way to throw a throwing knife. So I can't be too mad. They're doing it the no spin way versus the spin way.
Yeah.
Which is legit. It's actually a way to do it. Sometimes it's not made up like some video games. They're just like totally wild in our department. But so remember 100 damage body, 240 head. And I just treat it like a melee weapon. You run up and you just basically hit him with it. Except you're throwing it, but you can't miss when they're right in front of you. Famous last words. But
smack him in the head with a knife.
It's slapping.
At least it's not the ballistic knife from like Call of Duty.
That's just illegal.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. It's a really freaking fun mode, dude. Honestly, it's kind of what I was hoping that arenas would be, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, personally, I like it better than arenas because, like, you know, it's just like get up and go. Like, you don't really have to worry about the buying or anything. And there's not like weird meta and like you're just going. But it's a ton of fun. It's one of my favorite LTMs, I think, so far. Oh, man. But what we got going on with the Beast of Prey collection event?
All right. So I guess the art team, I mean, it's, you know, they say that skins take a year to develop for Respawn. Approximately to go from concept to ship, but I feel like they just watched Prey, and then you know the new Predator movie, you know, from Aliens versus Predator franchise. Yeah, so conveniently weeks after that came out, we have the Beasts of Prey collection event, in which all the legends look like they're from their Predator warriors. There's some pretty slapping skins, though. I gotta say, there's some pretty good looking ones.
Really are.
Horizon S tier skin, it looks damn fine. Rampart is like A+ tier. Very good.
They know the Horizon skin's good. It's the last thing in the whole collection event, of course. Yeah,
it's so good. I mean, Pathfinders is good. I like Fuse a lot. Loba's is really nice. It better be, right? And all that. And there's some other good ones, some good guns and mythic, I suppose, skins. But remember, things to remember, crafting price for the legendaries is doubled, as always. It's 2,400 crafting materials instead of 1,200, like it would be for a non-event thing. If you buy all 24 of the event packs, and if you're trying to save some money for this, you can also craft. We recommend crafting the purple stuff first because it's 800 crafting instead of 2,400. Craft as many of those as you can. If you decide to buy all of these, at the end, you unlock Garra di Alanza or Loba's Heirloom. I don't know what that means, but Garra di Alanza is a sick, it looks kind of like a war fan from like, I forget what, if that's like Japanese or Chinese.
I think it's just like Mortal Kombat. I don't know if that was an actual thing, but
yeah. Oh no, they were in real life.
I have no idea.
But yeah. Praise Claw, like Worship Claw or Praise Claw or something. I don't know, kind of a weird name. But anyway, I was looking in Spanish, not Portuguese, which that might be, because I think Loba's stuff is all Portuguese, because Loba means like something wolf. Yeah, I believe so. My problem with lore is that I learn all of this lore, but I'm extremely forgetful, so I'll learn something and then forget it.
I gotcha.
And then I'm always be like, what was the point? Why did I learn this? But I mean, it looks
translated to from Portuguese to English, it says Alabanza Claw, so Alabanza doesn't mean anything in Portuguese, so I guess it is Spanish.
Yeah,
I don't know,
but anyway, it's really sick. Like, I don't know if you've watched it too much, but I haven't seen anybody with it.
Oh yeah, so. I mean, you know how it is with heirlooms; it's a pain in the ass to get them, and no, unless you're like a whale, you want to spend a bunch of money, then you're not going to get it early.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I don't know, but it's gorgeous. You know, I wanted it to be the silver staff, but apparently they're not giving us the heirlooms that you think you're going to get.
Right. I'm kind of glad they didn't just go for the easy pick, though.
I guess. And it's well executed. That's really at the end of the day, all I want. And I could see her like some incredible haul that's like the greatest thing. I think most of us knew ever since they put the fan in the comic, right? Like that's how most people figure it out. supposedly there's some leaks and stuff, but I didn't really pay attention to those. Now I don't know, like I like it, and it's got the sharp things on the inside, so you could like slash someone with it. There's, believe it or not, there's actually, well, yeah, from Mortal Kombat, but before that, you know, there's martial arts that like use that kind of fan to slash people up.
Yeah.
So, in case you couldn't hear, I was making like martial arts sound effects, like like a child, which I am,
as one does.
Yeah, as you do. So there is another reward tracker. 1600 points a day is what you can earn. Challenges refresh daily. You complete multiple challenges at once. I don't know. It's a cute little reward tracker. There we go. Basically, you said 1600 a day. It's 5000 points. I don't know. It's just kind of a weird tag. You can get some badges. A kind of a mids vantage skin. Pretty nice looking Devo skin. And then a pretty interesting flatline skin, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, if you want to grind it out, there's a new song for this event and some trackers. I don't know. And then an Apex pack, probably for the event. There's some stuff coming back to the store tab, some previously very popular skins, as well as some pack combos. The Silver Age Watson, Imperial Defender Gibby, Cloud Marauder Valk. There's Pirate Wraith. The next week, the next few days of the event, because they're in 2-day and then 3-day groups. So the second group has the Pirate Wraith, Gorilla Caustic, and then like the Aristocrat Crypto, I think. Right. And then a few more days, Pirate Bloodhound. And then like the mutant, crazy looking ocean themed Ash. I'm trying to think. And then there's the good pirate looking Revenant and Pirate Lifeline. I don't know, decent skins, nothing too crazy. You want to cover those patch notes for us?
Yeah, boy. All right. So we have a rotation in crafting. So the 45 and Devo are back to the floor, and now the P2020 and the Havoc are in crafting. For spawn rates, they reduced laser and barrel spawn rates and increased optic sight spawn rates. They also reduced low-tier light weapon spawn rates and increased heavy weapon spawn rates. The explosive holds have reduced shotgun bolt spawn rates. So I did see those in like every single.
Be seeing like two purple bolts.
Yeah. And increase the optic spawn rate. Thank God, because I could never fucking find optics ever.
Dude, I've been finding.
I knew it wasn't just us.
Yeah, I've been finding some blues a lot today. It was nice. Thank blue. Thank
God.
Yeah. Ranger.
And on the bow check that's in the care package, they reduced the ammo capacity from 80 to 60. Riven piece.
A menace.
Although that was a ton of ammo for a care package weapon, honestly. That is a lot.
And you gotta, and for a marksman weapon too, you gotta remember, even with 60 bullets, it's a lot, man.
Yeah, that's like as much as you would carry like with a normal bow check, honestly. Or
maybe right? Yeah, 2 stacks. So fully charged bow check does 70. So yeah, you're looking at 4,200 damage, and that's with body shots only.
Nice. And in arenas, they have adjusted the cost for hammer point rounds for the Mozambique. I'm not sure what they mean with the white, blue, and purple here.
The Mozambique comes with hammer point, I guess, and they increase the cost? What?
I'm not sure about the wording on that. Yeah. Either way, they say the white is increased from 100 to 150, blue is increased from 200 to 250, and purple from 500 to 700.
Yep.
So I'm not sure what that's all about, really. But either way, hammer point rounds are now more expensive for Mozy because it's pretty good. clearly. For Rampart, her adjustments, Sheila now inherits sensitivity settings for the most similar optic sensitivity level. 2x for mobile Sheila Zoom and 3x for mounted Sheila Zoom, which makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have... Go ahead.
I was going to cover some of these, the rest of your voice. So for bug fixes and QOL quality of life stuff, sometimes there is a bug where your tactical cooldown would not appear. Sometimes you'd be stuck crouching, or you'd come out of a replicator crouched. That happens to me all the time. I still have a bug where every time I use a res beacon, I stand up while I'm using it. Yeah, I've always had that bug for 3 years now. For Vantage, it really sucks when someone's shooting at you and you're trying to res it and hide and squat behind it and you get shot because your character stands up.
Yeah.
For Vantage, there's a bug where the Whittlebreaker emote, it would land flat on the ground instead of sitting upright. So just fall over. Like those weird looking octane pads sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a bug where the display showing the bow check, compound bow, arrow, ammo was inconsistent. That was the worst way to phrase that. Vantage bug where Vantage's tactical inside of a Wraiths portal could cause the player to stay in flight and then the tactical goes into cooldown. Nice. Just flying off the... out of bounds timer will now start once the player has touched the ground when landing out of bounds. Interesting. No more getting fucked flying somewhere.
Nice.
That's pretty great. For Newcastle, there was a bug where the ultimate continues flight even after Newcastle has been downed. Well, because sometimes people have really good aim shooting people out of the sky, and it's kind of BS if he keeps just flying off the distance.
Once again, the meme.
Oh boy, good old man memes over here. For both of us. Control mode. There's a bug where if a player exits the game while the map is loading, they're unable to choose a spawn location after reopening the game. Fat rip. Control fixed a bug where players could not capture control points while phased. Again, that's cool, but like we don't even have control mode right now.
Right. Right.
But I guess these are long term, and I'm sure they'll be bringing it back over time, you know?
Yeah.
Stormpoint map removed, ability to tap strafe on gravity cannons. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
We got any complaints there? I will say, since we've kind of covered the event real quick, you want to talk about your experience at Gunrun?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we kind of got distracted.
You're fine. Yeah, the first game we played, I got fucking waxed. I didn't know what the fuck was going on, and like, I had trouble getting out of the mindset of BR Apex, you know?
Yep. It's totally different.
I don't play a ton. Yeah. I don't play a ton of arenas. And since you like respawn in this mode and the whole point is to be aggro and, you know, get kills like one after the other, like you're not playing the safe game. You know, you're not playing the third party and like poke and then take cover, poke, take cover. It's like, nah, just fucking leave Warren Jenkins in there and play it like an arena shooter, you know, like back in the day. First game got completely waxed. I think I had one kill or something, some BS like that, like 700 damage total in the whole round. And then the very next game, it was like I had the third most kills of anybody in the game. It was a ton of fun, man. I really like the whole gun game's always been one of my favorite like mod games anyway. Like in any shooter that I've ever played, gun game, if and when it ever did appear, it's always been like a favorite, right? And it just proves in Apex like it works here just as well as it did back in Halo, back in CSGO, you know, back in any game.
Oh yeah.
And the way that they streamlined it to encourage team play, I think it was a really, really smart move for a LTM. You know, sometimes you don't have to reinvent the wheel, just take what works and adapt it to your game, right?
Yeah, and change the name slightly. Don't forget.
Yeah. Oh yeah, change the name slightly. Yeah, you can't say gun game, quote. That never was a good name for it either.
Yeah, Gunrun is just as good of a name, frankly. I mean, I was gonna say too, one thing that I enjoyed at a gun game, I got lucky. My first game, I got hard carry, dude. The guys both had over 10 kills. It was insane. And just in case we didn't explain that correctly, so every time there's 24 guns and then a knife. So 25 is the max when you win the game. You start off with a random gun, and as you get kills with it, you go to the next gun in the row of the randomized list of guns. At least I understand that. I believe it's randomized. However, say I'm on like gun 4 because I got 4 kills. If you get your first kill, you go on to gun 5. And then when I kill it, I go on to gun 6. So it's not like we're each on our own queue of 1 through 24 kills and then the knife kill, which would be rough given there's only 4 squads.
Right.
And you only have white shields. If you could do a lifeline drop, I think you get blue shields out of it. But I could... No, it's like... You only get one gun. But it's really cool. I got carried the first time, then I had all hard times from there. It's the only time I won. But it was sick, because I only got like 6 kills or something. And my teammates both had like a few hundred more damage than me. But I got the final kill with the knife. So I was like, yeah!
Nice.
But like, it is really cool. It's refreshing to just Leroy Jenkins over and over. And If two of you were down, it's almost worth a third waiting back after they got res, you know, to come back and meet you so you guys can push again together.
Right.
Now, that depends. Like, I don't have solo fighting skills really in Apex. I'm not used to that gameplay, so I've been waiting for the squad, you know?
Yeah. It reminds me a lot of my old arena shooter days. And
yeah.
Maybe why I popped off so hard there the second game.
Hey, you're but
who knows? If I get back in again, I may not get a single heal. We'll see.
And it's funny, having everyone be in white shields, it almost changes the meta. Because certain guns are just so much better. Like Hammerpoint Mozambique is so damn good because everyone only has blue shields. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's wild how that gun is actually like one of the best.
Yeah, I believe almost every gun is kitted out. I think the only one that wasn't kitted out that I used was a Debo. I don't think it has turbo.
No, it didn't. But I will say, halfway kitted out, Havoc over Devo any day.
Yeah, the Havoc was kitted out. I know that had a turbo on it.
Oh, it did? Oh, sick. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the one we started with.
The Devo is not right. The Devo with turbo is just not right. It's not fair.
Yeah.
I think the hardest gun for me was Charge Rifle. I don't know if you had a particularly hardest gun. I didn't get to try the P20, thank God.
Yeah, I didn't try P20. I did have, let's see, I think Mosey was the one that I had the hardest time getting a kill with, but it wasn't that bad. I couldn't get close to anybody was the problem.
Yeah, and if you had someone's back, you just start shooting, because you forget, like, it does, like, 40 flesh every time.
Yeah.
And the shield hits are obviously ass. You're doing, like, 15 damage or 10 damage, but it's pretty wild, man. I take that back, though. I had, like, I died 5 times the L-Star. I hated the charger more.
I had a hard time with the L-Star this time, actually.
Yeah.
I had a lot of trouble getting hits on that.
You got to do like 2 or 3 round burst. You got to do burst, I think, because the recoil is heavy now.
Yeah. I can't just like spray and pray it until the last second like I used to.
Yeah. And just vomit a whole mag on people. Like,
yeah.
It used to be so much better.
But, looks like Respawn had a little commentary about the I don't know if you guys have seen the Iron Sight, what would you call this, controversy lately, but there has been a little bit of one. A couple of whiners apparently have been complaining about pay to win Iron Sights, even though, you know, you can literally buy those skins that they claim are pay to win
with
minimal crafting materials.
That's the problem. No, you can't. See, the good one, the best one is from the Battle Pass, like season 4 or season 6 or something.
Or 3. Okay.
It's the Heat Sink skin. It's the level 100 and 110.
It's a particular one. I thought they were talking, because there are a couple of them that do have better iron sights on various guns.
Yeah, there's one other that they were talking about too, but this is the Revelation skin for the Gaiden event. That's actually an example of where they've improved stuff. My ADD ass can't tell on the second one or the first one, but they said they made it better.
Yeah. I gotcha. Oh, yeah, because you can't see, like, the bottom of the site you could see through originally, and now you can't.
Yeah.
But, so their statement was, competitive integrity is and always will be a core pillar for Apex Legends. As part of that, our default iron sights are designed to push players to loot for better optics. We also believe that skins shouldn't be a factor in sight functionality as well. During Season 4, released the Heat Sink Reactive Skin for the BK-47 Flatline Rifle, and we heard feedback from some players that the ADS felt superior to any other skin available. To make things as fair as possible, we wanted to address feedback for the Heat Sink skin, and also update other skins we thought can be improved. And they go on to say, another example of a skin we've updated is the Flatline Revelation skin from the Gaiden event. We felt the side fins were creating larger blind spots than intended, so we reduced them to improve visibility when ADS. We believe that competitive edge in Apex Legends should be gained by honing your skills, and not due to any perceived advantages from buying gun skins. I like how they said perceived advantages there. It's like kind of a low-key hit, like, like fuck y'all for that. As our good friend Cuban Blisk puts it, you kill me, you're better. I kill you, I'm better. We hope players who own these skins will appreciate these improvements and support us as we work to keep Apex fun and fair. I kind of got a couple of like jabs in there, honestly.
A little savage.
Yeah, it was a little sassy. But I mean, I see both sides of it, you know. I don't know exactly which skins they're talking about. I haven't seen the ADSs for the skins that they're talking about. I know I do use a particular skin for... Which gun is it that I use one for that I like better? I can't remember. There are one or two that I use, but they're also like fairly easy to obtain, like with a few crafting mats, you know, gun skins and everything. Now these, if you can only get them from the events and like only buy them, yeah, it's a little bit different. And I don't care for any kind of pay to win kind of thing, but my thing is, why don't you just put the better sights on like all the guns? But
yeah, you know, right.
That's just me. Like, it doesn't. I'm not good enough at the game for it to matter that much. You know what I mean? I think most people aren't, and this is kind of like a pros thing. Like, I definitely see both sides of it. Like, I don't think that there's any malicious intent. Like. At all from Respawn. It just doesn't seem like that to me. You know, the advantage is minimal. But I also see like how if you do make a skin that has a better ADS, like a better iron sight ADS, you know, that's behind a paywall. Like why that's definitely a bad thing. So like, I get it.
Yeah. Well, it's not even a paywall. You can't even get it at all. That's the crazy part. Is like,
oh yeah, because it's
battle pass. I mean, I'm sure they'll bring it back one day.
Yeah, so like, if it were malicious, then they would definitely put it behind a paywall and have it still available. But it was just a fucking event thing, right?
So yeah, like, it's just like, you know, and it's a reactive gun skin, and they're trying to keep those relatively exclusive to battle passes.
Right. So like, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I don't really have much else to say about that.
Yeah, no, it's about it. I just thought it was interesting that they're actually like publicly addressing it. It's kind of
I did see a bunch of like clickbait articles about people whining about it. I don't think the problem is as widespread as these articles are making it out to be. I'm pretty sure it's just journalists reaching for content, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And but this is actually from Apex that they came out. That's why it's like pretty funny.
It definitely is interesting that they're actually replying to it, but I don't think the problem is that bad.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got going on here. Radioactive Prime bundle alert. What's going on?
Yeah, it's fucking sick looking. Comes a good gun skin too. But yeah, just that, you know, if you got Twitch Prime, you got from September 15th to October 20th to scoop this. Might as well. It's pretty sick looking. Glowing green skeleton octane. Honestly, definitely one of the best looking ones. The best looking rare skins.
Hey, I'm going to go get that shit right now.
Hell yeah. No, it's definitely one of the top like two or three prime skins. And definitely one of the top five rare skins for octane. Let me see. What was I gonna say? You may have noticed. Kinder noticed right away. He noticed the new healing animations. As far as I can tell, I only noticed the ones for meds, not the ones for shields. But supposedly the ones for shields are just a little bit different too.
They are. You can now see the left hand as well as the right. Used to be you can only see like the right hand, like twisting and pulling up. From kind of an angle, I believe. And now you can kind of see like the left hand cradling the other side of the shield cell.
And importantly, though, you can see the whole item that you're using. You can see the whole shield cell, the whole bat, presumably the whole phoenix.
Right, right.
And then the whole, you know, well, you're just literally using a syringe or a different syringe. But
right.
It's funny because somebody was some very pessimistic person I know was like, hey, man, like this is just so that they can start implementing the sticker system.
They're gonna start putting ads on the fucking shield cells.
Yeah, dude, we're gonna have Kool-Aid branded
honestly Kool-Aid branded
shields.
Yeah, I'll be down as fuck for like a Monster Energy shield cell. I would be so down for that. That'd honestly. Be
sick. Oh, yeah. It'd be super sick.
And like with a fucking Oreo branded health kit or something.
Yeah, no, it'd have to be like what's that chicken brand? Dyson or Tyson.
Oh yeah, Tyson.
I don't know why it'd be chicken. It'd be kind of weird, but
yeah, Mountain Dew fucking shield bats.
Oh,
like man. You collect all the different flavors. It's an achievement. My roommate's actually doing a TikTok thing where she's trying every single like odd flavor of Mountain Dew that comes out.
Oh god! All right, remind me to tell you a story about Mountain Dew after this. Anyway, I just saw a picture while I was scrolling through the stuff I wanted to talk about. The Loba skin for the event. If you're a big whale and you're just buying your way to the Loba heirloom, like congrats, that's awesome. Yo, hit me with some of that. No, but the heirloom really does look sick with that skin too. It's really good looking. It's like a fan with like five knives on it. So
that is pretty sicko mode. All right. So let's go ahead and go through our question of the week real.
So fast. Actually, I'm gonna give it this one. I'll be real with you. I did the episode with Atom Bomb last week and we came up with the question of the week and then we didn't post the question of the week.
Oh no.
And I realized like tonight. So yeah, there is none of that. However, I am interested in your opinion.
I can't believe you've done this. So which legendary from the Battle Pass is your favorite? Like the legendary skins?
Yeah, I actually had them all pulled up.
I mean, just straight from memory, like Horizons is clearly the best, right?
No. From the Battle Pass. So I would think you'd like Caustic the most. I can go through mine if you want to pull it up real quick. Just pull up the game. I'd say the Wingman, and I already covered this last episode a little bit while we were kind of reading it out for people. But again, to reiterate, I think the Wingman is top tier. The Caustic is also top tier, and of course, on God tier, it was above S tier, is the both the triple takes. Sorry, the Wraith is kind of trash this time around. Just kind of how it is.
All right, I'm trying to pull up.
No, I got you. I got you. But I don't know, something about the ivory and gold theme for a lot of the stuff in here. The colors just go so damn well together. Like,
What am I actually looking at here?
So just go to the battle pass and like, it's level like 3 or something, and then level 50 and level 100, or like right at the start, and then 25, 50, and 100.
Yeah. Also, has anyone like noticed like for me now, every time I start the game, it does like this compiling shaders thing for a little bit.
It gets me every few weeks with that. It's definitely frustrating though.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with that. Okay, let's see. Wraiths is fucking mids as fuck.
Right at the beginning, though, there's a Wingman, like level 1 or 3 or something.
Oh, yeah. That's lucky pretty draw clean legendary.
Wingman. Yeah.
It is. I like the ivory there. Kind of looks old school a bit. Makes me think of Jumanji for some reason.
Jumanji?
I don't know why.
Whatever. See. I'll take it. Level 50, I think, is a Caustic.
Oh, that is, ooh, like bald Caustic.
Yeah, I said I look like main. Eminem with a Bane mask, if I'm not mistaken.
He does. He looks like some kind of Jurassic Park antagonist, you know what I mean?
What? There's all these weird movie takes.
Well, I have been watching like all Jurassic Parks in a row the past few weeks. And you know, like they always have like a hunter dude in every Jurassic Park. There's like some fucking badass hunting dude.
Yeah, and, like in the original one, it's all the hunters, right? With the hanging out the side of the jeeps.
Yeah, and then there's like the main dude, the clever girl guy, you know. And then the second one, there's like another hunter dude, and like he makes that alive, but he's like still like a badass hunter. And like, you know, just all of them, there's like some dude that hunts shit, and he looks like one of those fucking dudes, or like one of the military goons. That's exactly. He looks like fucking Walter White goes to the military.
SEAL Team 6, Walter White.
Yeah, SEAL Team Dicks.
SEAL Team Dicks.
I do love that. Also, the fucking don't sleep on the alternator leopard print skin over here.
Oh my god. You sound like the kind of guy that has the Loba
leopard print. That's pretty litty, though. I mean, because like this moving leopard print, too. I'm also partial to it because Metal Gear Solid 3, the leopard print skin, or the leopard print camouflage that you get from Ocelot was super good. Yeah, there's some pretty good ones in there. I do really like the caustic one.
Yeah.
All right. And
so for this coming week's question of the week, gun game. So I got a little questionnaire for gun game. Yes, no, yes, will I play, or no, I will not play. And why? And then, you know, if you got a couple extra words left, you know, let us know your thoughts on the knife. Do you like the throwing knife? Should it be melee only? Or is that just unreasonable?
Yeah.
Give us the sauce.
I'm expecting a ton of like, no, I don't want to, or yes, it's fun. Like,
yeah, some monosyllabic stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a bunch of literal answers.
I know. Come on. Give it to us, boys. Let us know. Oh my god, down bad. Girl goes out camping for a weekend and you're just like, oh, I can't take it anymore.
I know. Alright, boys. Let's start wrapping things up before I fucking blow my voice out here. Thank you to our latest stream followers, Low Sugar Attack, Screets from Space, that's a good name, and Archaea Valentine, I'm gonna say.
Oh, very good! I thought you had no shot. I'll be real with you.
Our latest subscriber, Bullseye Benson. Love you, Benny boy. And our latest Discord member, Non the Light 007. Also, that's grayed out for some fucking reason. I don't know why. And as always, thank you to our patrons, Adam Bomb, Bullseye Benson, Crazy 1813, Sav Samurai 29, Whiskey Sticks, Raw Death 21, and Jerrica Tempest. And we'd like to thank you all for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dropping Spicy. You can follow Mash Those Buttons on Twitter at The Mash Network and catch our live stream of Game Night every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/mashthosebuttons. Where can we find you on social media, Matt?
Catch me on Twitch, Twitter, Instagram as 3XOMATT. Been grinding Hunt Showdown, grinding up to Plat and Pex, and soon to be playing a lot of Gunrun in Apex, I suppose. Catch me on Discord, most game launchers, as EXOMATT. So yeah, catch me in the Disky. Let's run some games sometime.
Let's go. And you can find me on Twitter, Twitch, Steam, Origin, YouTube, and pretty much everywhere else at Nerfkinder, please. That's NERFKINDERPLS. Don't forget to join the Mash Those Buttons community on Discord at mash.gg/discord, where you can send us your Apex feedback, stories, questions, compete in community tournaments. Submit your clips of the week to be featured on social channels, or just find like-minded people to play with at almost any time of day and across the world. Don't forget to share the show with others and rate and review us. You can go to droppingspicy.com/Apple Podcasts to rate us there. And if you want the direct link to the show, the RSS feed, and all of the other shows, you can find that at mashthosebuttons.com. That's the fastest way to get hold of our content. You can also visit mtb.gg/support to see all the ways you can support Mash Those Buttons, including our Humble Bundle affiliate link, and our PayPal one-time donation button. If you'd like to take your support even further, you can do that by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons. You can support this show by joining the Dropping Spicy membership tier at $1.25 per episode or $5 per month. We also have a general support tier available at $2 a month. And that's going to be it from us here, Dropping Spicy. Please stay tuned after the show to hear about the other shows on our network, and pray that I get over this fucking sinus infection soon, dude. Holy shit. Alright, boys. Stay spicy.
Thanks for listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. If you enjoyed the show, you should check out mashthosebuttons.com and see if any of our other shows might interest you. All of our shows are available on your podcast platform of choice like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content, you can help support Mash Those Buttons by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons, where you can receive Patreon bonuses for as little as $1 a month. You can connect with Mash Those Buttons at twitter.com/TheMashNetwork, facebook.com/MashThoseButtons, or join our Discord at mash.gg/Discord.